Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Javon Show. I am your host. What am I doing? I'm your host, Javon, and I am excited to be with you all today. We have an amazing, tremendous, spectacular young talent coming on the show today. And I normally do all this talking, right? I'll talk about, you know, you can go to Javon Show on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. I'm not doing all that today. I'm getting right to it because I want you all to meet this young man and see the type of talent that he's bringing to the table. Ladies and gentlemen, on the screen today, AJ Evans. AJ Evans, how you doing, sir?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic, bro. What? How? Where? Who? When?
So I started at a very young age singing, but that song came to fruition by me kind of connecting with God in a state of feeling down, in a state of feeling like I didn't have anybody else around me who could help me in that moment. It was during a time, the time of COVID, where everything had shut down. I was in ninth grade, and then I was having a great time with all my friends, and all of a sudden COVID hit and I just didn't know what to do at that moment.
Did you really go from going to class and experiencing your classmates and chilling on the playground where you're spending most of your days with Aisha to deciding to go into a studio and record?
I never wanted to like share my writing with anybody, but God had told me in that moment that you need to go and share that writing with somebody else. And I went to my parents and then I said, this is what I want to do. We had studio time and this was a song that I decided to pick. I was in between trying to figure out what I wanted to do in terms of how to start my music journey. Right. But I knew that God wanted me to send a message to others.
So you're saying that you got to pick the song. So you wrote that from, yes, and you picked that from the different songs that you were writing.
Yes.
That's astounding.
I had notes. I had notes full of songs and I was like, I don't know which one, but I really felt that that one was the one that was needed in that moment, especially because of the time we were in during that period where we all needed to stay hooked on Jesus.
Was the notebook full of a bunch of gospel songs, or was there some R&Bs and some raps in there as well? Be honest.
It's mixed. It's mixed. In my new project called Not Too Young, is an EP, 8 songs on it, and I actually had it's a song called My Desire on it, and it was originally written to be an R&B song. It was called My Power, but changed it around, made it my own, and wanted
threw
to
Jesus in there.
I threw Jesus in there.
I'm sorry. They're supposed to say we made room for Jesus in
yes,
there.
Yes, we made room for him.
That's what we did. So are you already then prepared and ready for when this album takes off to go ahead and make that R&B transition, Lecrae, and be able to go ahead and be on your next level? Is that what we're already doing? We're preparing the foundation now so you can go to that next level.
See, I really enjoy ministering. I really enjoy being in the church because that's where I started. And I feel like that's where the words are needed. It's needed to be able to spread outside of this world and show that God is still needed in today's world. But I will say that I love writing. I love writing all different types of music. I love writing from R&B. If you ask me what's my favorite artist right now, I'll tell you Jasmine Sullivan. So,
really?
I love R&B music. So I would love to write for other people, and I would love to write music for all different genres. But ministry is where my heart is.
Bust the windows out your wall seems like it's just a little bit too old for you. Are you new Jasmine Sullivan, or are you, you're not scared of lions and tigers and bears, Jasmine?
I'm not scared of lions and tigers and bears. I'm not.
How does the minister in AJ Evans get around to not being scared of the lions, tigers, and bears, but being scared of loving her.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, I go to church. we do our praise and stuff of the Lord.
Right.
Jasmine is something about her voice, and it's something about her tone, and she loves the Lord too. Trust and believe, but sometimes you have to bust the windows out.
You got to bust the windows. You got to listen. I've been listening and loving and appreciating Jasmine Sullivan forever, and it's funny because I don't know if my mom to this day even knows who Jasmine Sullivan is. Wow. When I went to church, I grew up in church just like you, and it was one of those 5 days a week. Felt like maybe it was only four, but it felt like five because of the three services on Sundays.
Right.
And I didn't listen to a lot of I didn't listen to hip hop and rap like that back in the younger ages. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to figure out, are your parents heavy influencers in your music, or was this all as a result of peer pressure and just living life, going to school?
I feel like my parents influenced me in terms of the gospel realm.
Okay.
They also listened to old school R&B, so I've always had that influence as well. I feel like my Jasmine influence really came from me loving vocal ability and me loving being able to hear somebody who doesn't necessarily mimic the norm or what we like to hear, but it's something that is so crisp. It's something that is so touching in the moment. And like, she punches everything.
Yeah, like, she does. She knocks it out.
She knocks it out the park. So even with Brandy, somebody like Brandy, I love her voice. I love her tone. I love the richness in her voice. So I listen for that a lot of times. And when it comes to like feeling that emotion and stuff,
yeah,
that like that car sound, it's something about it.
That's what's up. So Brandy, Jasmine Sullivan, are there any male R&B influences that you've come across?
I would say in terms of R&B for male, I'd say Chris Brown, because he's always like embodying like what it means to like be on stage, what it means to move around, and what it means to like actually sing for real.
Right.
And also Usher too.
Yeah.
Usher, he's a great vocalist as well. I don't really listen to a lot of like old school R&B no more.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I got it just so that my heart can break and my grays can get a little grayer. Are you considering the 90s old school?
No.
Oh, thank God.
I'm not. I'm talking about like
80s, 70s, Anita Baker, Luther Vandross. Mm-hmm. You don't subscribe to them.
Yeah.
No. Sade. Okay. I thought you was about to say like Aaliyah. There was one time I was walking and somebody was wearing an Aaliyah shirt, this young cat. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh man, how you know about her? What's your favorite song by her? He was like, who? The person you're wearing, what's your favorite song? Oh, I don't know.
It was just for the graphic tee.
For the graphic tee. I said, you don't know who Aaliyah is? That blew my mind and made me recognize how old I was. So thank you for saying that you know who Aaliyah is. So by the 80s stuff, we don't worry about the 80s. That's what's up. So what about gospel-wise? Are you listening to more of the new gospel? Do you go back to 90s gospel? Where are you as far as influences with that?
I feel like you can't go wrong with old school gospel. But I feel like also I do listen to a lot of new school gospel as well. Kiara Sheard. I love Kiara Sheard.
Don't we all?
Yeah. I know, right? Her new album was just so amazing, and then she did that deluxe version. I also like the style of Corinne Hawthorne. She like shows a different variety of what you can do in gospel music. Of course, Jonathan McReynolds, he shows that his tone matters, and you can still get across with having that smooth tone, message of God. But I also can listen to the Clark Sisters all day.
I can listen to the heavy Clark influence.
Yeah, I do. I love the Clark Sisters. And Kirk Franklin, of course, old Kirk and new Kirk.
It's fantastic the way that he has been able to just go from being an 80s artist, a 90s artist, a 2000s artist, and he gonna be here after we all long gone.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because Kirk been putting in work in them gyms and
a little small.
right. So you mentioned the Clark Sisters. Does the music business side of you, has that started to be developed, or do you have your parents handling that? Because I'm thinking about the Clarks and, you know, Twinkie selling her masters and stuff like that. So a young artist like you, is that something that you are kind of focused in on because of that influence of the Clark Sisters, or do you have like mom and dad kind of taking care of that for right now?
So as of right now, my mom and dad are covering me in terms of that because they understand what the music business entails, especially sometimes in the gospel world. It's not all peachy cream like we want it to be.
Right.
But at the end of the day, knowing that I have my Enon family to back me up, and knowing that I have my parents and my family to back me up as well, it's kept me to the point where I feel like I'm motivated and I want to go forth and go forward with this. And I'm in 12th grade now, so next year I'm going to be in college. So it's going to be a transition with kind of like going into my own, but I always know that I have that covering around me.
How cool is it to be in 12th grade and know that you're with, you know, Enon? First of all, it's Enon. Right. Yes. So that's already a big deal. But how do you, as a 12th grader, take that all in? Like, you know what? I'm in 12th grade and I'm signed to Enon.
It was a big move. And I really am grateful for my pastor. I'm grateful for Uncle Michi. I'm grateful for everybody who has instilled something great in me in terms of Enon, in terms of just that ministry, EMG as a whole. But I feel like that family orientedness of Enon has pushed me to the place that I want to be in terms of, okay, I know that my friends is going to be there. I know that when I minister at Enon, I'm going to be around people that I love all the time. I'm going to be able to dance. I'm going to be able to move. When I go to Enon on third weekends, I know that I'm leading. So that I know that there's young people behind me, and I can move and I can dance and I can have fun with them. So Enon Music Group means so much more to me than just the label. It means that it's family. It means that they are instilling in me the go-gettingness, and they are also investing in me as a young artist as well. So
that's beautiful. Have you felt that you've had to turn away from anything or go away from anything as a result of being a signed gospel artist?
I feel like there is definitely some things that I have to be careful of, like especially social media is big nowadays. There's always certain things that you have to watch out for, and you have to be careful about who you're around. You have to be careful about who your friendships is, but that's all a part of growing as a human being as a whole. I feel like, so it's not just Enon is not just me being an artist, but it also is me growing as a teenager and me about to go to college. I also have to do the same things in those vicinities as well.
Do you feel that you're able to still stay a teenager, though, to still experience teenager things?
Oh, yeah. I feel like when I went to Howard for their game against Morehouse, and then when I went to Morehouse for their homecoming, I was able to have fun. I was able to dance around. I was able to laugh. I was able to hang out with the people who I love and my friends. So I feel like I'm still able to enjoy myself, and that's another reason why I really want to go to a HBCU, because nice. I want to feel that I can go and I can have fun and I can enjoy my blackness to the fullness.
Like, yeah, that's important.
Yeah. So important. I definitely feel like I can still enjoy being a teenager. However, like I said before, there are things that I need to watch out for. There are people that I need to be around, surrounded with, and I just need to be more intentional about what I'm doing.
Do you want to continue recording, producing music through your 4 years of college? Because I know, I'm guessing that you want to go to college so you can, you know, attend college and finish college. Do you want this type of distraction while you're in college, the music business that's part of it?
Yeah. So depending on what college I go to changes the major, but pretty much all of my colleges I have auditioned for already for music programs.
Nice.
So my goal is, I don't know what that looks like yet with commute and stuff, with trying to, but that's all in time. But I'm definitely going to still be focusing on releasing and being able to record still, and also be able to start writing for other people and find other avenues. And I feel like college is a place with connections, with people, yes, with getting out there and being able to talk to people like we're talking now, being able to conversate with people. And I feel like that's very important as well.
It is, man. I remember going to college, and this is going to sound like a long time ago. I got to do the math to see if he was here. But I got to think about this age for a second. So I started college in 1998, okay, and I graduated in 2008. So I did the 10-year plan, mm-hmm, for a 4-year bachelor's degree.
Okay.
10 years. But in that time, I got married, had kids, mm-hmm, was working on the business side of things.
Right.
And it's something about that college experience, man, to where I wish that I would have really appreciated it as, mm-hmm, much as others did, mm-hmm, you know, that I would have been a lot more just a teenager than, yeah, so than that attempt to be an adult. So yeah, I'm glad that you're kind of focused on, you know, I do want to be a kid. I do want, yes, to do the business too, but I definitely want to enjoy my, yes, time there.
And my parents say the same thing. They're like, these next 4 years, they're going to go quick. So yeah, you need to be able to say that I want to go for not only the education aspect, not only the music aspect, but also for the experience, also for being around people and meeting people and growing as a person. So I feel like that's a great goal in terms of college, in terms of like moving forward, because I don't want to regret anything in college.
Mm-hmm. And you also got to avoid World Star. And, you know, that can be hard these, mm-hmm, days, mm-hmm, you know. So just staying out of trouble, staying in your lane and with, yes, your people. So that's what's up. Why? What brought about singing instead of what the young people like to do now, which is the rapping and the dancing?
I think it was because I've always been singing. My dad has been singing to me and my sister since we were babies, and we've always sang old songs like Trouble in My Way, I Won't Complain, all them old songs. So I've always been singing. I didn't necessarily know I was going to release music, mm-hmm, but like I said, when COVID hit, I knew that it was going to be that moment where I was going to start releasing music. But I've been in choirs all my life. I've been in church choirs, school choirs, and I'm in an a cappella group at my school. So wow, that has so also cool taught me to like be able to blend with people, be able to have diction, be able to move around while you're on stage, be able to be in a collaborative group while also singing. And also, we're going to we're an international group as well. So we're going to Denmark this year as well. So it's exciting to
come on, Denmark.
It's exciting to be able to be in all of these groups.
Yeah.
While still feeling like I can release my own music.
Yeah. Yeah. What was, okay. So I'm going to keep giving you stories too, because, you know, mm-hmm, it's the Javon Show and I tell stories. I can't wait until we start going. Listen, I want to be a guest on the AJ Evans Show once gets up and going, for the record.
I got you.
I remember my first ever solo.
Okay.
It was at Greater New My Negro Missionary Baptist Church, conveniently located 1231 South Michigan Avenue, where the Honorable Dr. Isaac Folks Pastor. You know, we have to do that every time we go to, we talk about our church. You have to do that whole thing. So I got up in front of the church and we did Joy by Kirk Franklin and the Georgia Man Squire. Mm-hmm. And so I got that mic with all the confidence in the world. And I went from F sharp to G flat to, I think there may have been a B in there. There was definitely an A sharp. And then I may have went down to C. And that was in the first two notes. That church went up in laughter so hard that the ushers had to grab white sheets to lay over people that had passed out from laughing so hard. I'm guessing that you didn't have a similar experience the first time you got up to do your first solo.
See, I have an embarrassing story. And it was at Enon, actually. It was at Enon.
What happened?
So we was on praise team, and at the time I wasn't leading, right? But we had this one song. I forgot what song it was. I can't think about it right now. But we had this one song where the leader at the time allowed a couple people to lead too. So I was getting ready. Everybody was looking. Everybody was looking. And then the mic wasn't on.
And you just giving it all you got.
All I had. And then they was like, turn it on at the bottom. Turn it on at the bottom. I said.
So you couldn't even blame the sound person.
I was just like. But it's cool. It worked.
But I bet you sounded good though.
Yeah, I sounded good, but nobody could hear me. And that was the issue.
People at Greater New wish that my mic would have been off that Sunday. That's all that I'm saying. So was there ever a moment to where you had where you were a little bit self-conscious about your voice?
Oh yeah. I feel like voices change a lot, especially the male voice. I had to get to the point where I was okay with not necessarily being the traditional gospel feel, because I've been in the church all my life. So a lot of those runs and a lot of those ways of going about singing, I kind of was influenced from the church, but at the same time, knowing that even though I have that traditional bass, I don't necessarily have that growl. I don't necessarily have those traditional church ways. And I had to kind of get over myself with that and be able to find AJ and be able to find my sound. Because when I started doing my project, my bigger project, I started realizing what my sound was. And I started realizing what I wanted for my project and how I wanted it to sound, how I wanted to do my backgrounds, how I wanted to elevate my voice and then bring it back down. And I have a pretty high falsetto, so I started to add a little bit of falsetto in there too, which also helped just like signify who I am as a person.
Nice. Very nice. So you really do have a hand in this project that you're releasing. You feel that it is really a representation of what you wanted to share with the industry about yourself.
Yes. So Not Too Young, it came out in October, I believe. It was really, and like I said from the beginning, I had all of these written in my notes, so I wrote all of these songs. And it really was just who I am and who I am as a person and how I'm growing as a person. And it was meant to do what I feel like it's doing, but I wanted to go bigger and I wanted to be grander. And I'm going to follow God in those steps as well. But it's meant to talk to somebody who's not only young, but older people as well, who feel inexperienced and feel like God is telling them to do something, but they're too scared to go after it. Sometimes when we get comfortable in a certain state, in a certain space, we limit ourselves to the doors God is trying to open for us. And we limit ourselves to doors that are already open for us, but we're comfortable where we are and we're staying in place. And that's what this project was meant to do. But I have a song called Human on there that really tells about my story as a vocalist and like how I was at a certain point self-conscious about myself and self-conscious about my talent. And I didn't know how to express it. But God spoke to me and I listened and I was obedient and was able to step in outside of my comfort zone.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You've got an amazing voice and it's great that you're using it for God's kingdom and God's building. There is something that we do on the show though.
Yes.
And you're on the show, so you have to do it. And it's this little thing that we call the creative. And on the creative break today, we're going to do the sermonic gospel version of Jasmine Sullivan Hits. So what we have to do is we're going to each do a song by Jasmine Sullivan, but we're going to flip it.
Okay.
For the kingdom.
All right. Hallelujah.
I normally would go first. But I want to hear where you're going to come from. And then I'm going to come through. And here's what's special about today. You're going to go. And then I'm going to go. And then you're going to go again.
Oh.
Because they want to hear from you. Now, you can do hotels. I think we're allowed to say that on the Javon Show.
Okay.
You can do something off of a reality show. I'm going to do something off of a reality show, just so you know. I'm going to do my favorite song off of reality show.
Okay.
But you can also do something off of Love Me Back or, you know, Fearless. Okay. Whichever Jasmine Sullivan album you want to do, you get to pick one song, 30 seconds, to do a kingdom-building version of that song.
Okay.
Now, I said that I would let you go first and then I go and then you go. But you are the guest and it's only right for me to ask, would you rather me go first or do you got it in the bag? You know what you want to do.
I know what I'm going to do, but I'm nervous, but we're going to figure it out. All right. I got you.
All right. Let's go. Let me hear you.
You know when you bless one. A good one. You know when you bless one. You go out and bless different people to cope and ignore precautions. You live and you learn and you pray and you fast and you find out your blessing. And if it's too late, I understand. But sometimes my healing is what I need. Just hear me out before I let this go. God, there is one thing I need for you to know. I need healing. I need a breakthrough.
I was going to let you keep going.
I need a healing. I need a breakthrough. Oh, I need a healing. I need a breakthrough. I need a healing.
Apparently, you can sing a little bit. And it ain't, what's great about you is that it's not a studio sound. This is your natural sound. They didn't have to go in and change pitches and tones and put in an auto correct. You can just flat out sing.
Thank you.
And if you don't watch out, you're going to be, they're not going to know what to do with you. It's at HBCU.
Oh, thank you.
So just watch out. That's all I'm saying. I'm just going to let me throw some holy water on you.
Please do.
Get some chameleon. But no, man, you got an amazing future ahead of you, Doc. And it's a great sound. It's a sound for this generation. It's needed right now. And I just hope that you continue to stay on that path to keep bringing us great music and keep writing.
Thank you.
Keep writing. For those who want to get in touch with Mr. AJ Evans, where do they go? What do they do?
So you can go to my Instagram, my Facebook, my Twitter. They are all I am AJ Evans. I think my Facebook is AJ Evans Music Page. And also I have a YouTube, so go subscribe. That is I am AJ Evans as well. Thank you all again.
Fantastic. I'm going to go and subscribe to your YouTube and to your Instagram. I tell every guest this. And I mean it to you, too. I don't care if you're in 12th grade. I don't care if you're in second grade. When I tell you that I will fight you if I follow you and you don't follow me back.
Oh, I'm going to follow you back.
Listen, it's going to be a social media war. I can't believe the way Javon responded to that young man is what he went down with. So when you see that at Javon show come through, make sure you follow it on back. And then we're going to make sure that we continue to spread. Once you follow me back, then we'll continue to spread love and hope and salvation. But until then, you're on a list.
All right. Also, Go Get Not Too Young is on all streaming platforms right now.
Go
out and get it.
Thank you, AJ Evans. Thank you for coming on the Javon Show.
You're not going to do your portion of the Jasmine Sullivan?
I keep on piling on blessings, on all blessings, right. Yeah, you getting sloppy, Javon. Gotta stop getting blessed up. I want to keep getting blessed up. That's what it was. What was in my communion cup? Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't know where I woke up in the. I woke up in the garden.
Of Eden.
Yes. There too. That's it. Let me see one more. Let me give one more line. Let me rewind. That's another line in that word. That's another line in that song. Ladies and gentlemen, AJ Evans, he is the man. Y'all go get the album. Y'all go subscribe. He will follow you back. He will talk to you. Young ladies, don't go in the DMs. He ain't ready. He's not going there. Leave him alone. Enon Music Group, they handling them. It's all good. Beautiful thing. And I hear that you're going to be in Rise Magazine as well. Boy, you are blowing up. Sir. Blowing up indeed. And all culminating with an appearance on the Javon Show. That's the ego talking. Young man, thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is AJ Evans. I am Javon. This has been the Javon Show. Make sure you guys go and subscribe. Make sure you guys go like. Make sure you guys go share. And we are out of here. Until next time, make sure you all take care of yourselves and each other. God bless you. Get a little bit crazy.